Hi, welcome back to We Watch Anime, episode 8 of We Watch Anime. We are your hosts. My name is Sebi.
And I'm Robert.
And I have watched no anime for the past week. How sad.
That's depressing.
I know. Work got in the way, and then work got in the way again, because I have two jobs, and then sleep got in the way.
So instead of actually talking about anime this week, we're going to talk about Stabby's personal life and how he's doing, you know, with his wife and his children.
You're a bastard.
And I'm going to sit here as his counselor and counsel him through his
no,
life.
No, we're not doing any of that. I was just saying, you know what I did.
But that sounds more fun.
No, it doesn't.
Okay.
You don't know what you're talking about.
I don't, but still.
That's okay. Robert, what did you do this week?
I worked on my cosplay. As
did
always,
you know?
I finished up my little belt.
Your harness?
Harness, there you go. That's what it's called.
Belt thing that goes around my chest and my shoulders. What's that thing called?
Yeah, there you go. I finished my harness finally, so that was good. I haven't decided whether or not I'm going to, like...
Go ziplining? Can you go ziplining with it?
No, it's not that strong.
Oh, okay.
If I would have chosen harder, what are those things? Rivets or whatever?
Rivets? More rivets?
That's what they call them on whenever...
I think they're rivets.
Rivets, whatever. It sounds like a frog. We're going to go with frog today.
Okay.
Rivets. But anyways, I finished that up. I finally got my shirt in. It's kind of hard to get a turtleneck shirt.
A shirt like a, not like a sweater, but like a t-shirt v-neck?
T-shirt it's halfway. Turtleneck? It's halfway between a sweater and then, because it's very thin. It's like really breathable because, you know, it's going to be hot.
It's going to be hot. You're going to be sweaty.
Yes, I am going to be hot and sweaty. Oh, and then I got to see my cape yesterday, too.
Oh, she brought it in?
Mm-hmm.
Since you're being lazy,
like,
someone else do it?
And then the only thing it's missing now is the actual...
You got to show me pictures.
Oh, I do?
You didn't have... Did you take pictures?
No.
Why didn't you take pictures?
Was I supposed to?
I figured you would.
Well, now it just...
To show the progress. To show progress.
It's one of those surprise things now.
Oh, whatever. So...
Oh, and then the bag. That's actually my bag right over there. I didn't actually get to show you the bag that he actually has on the side, like the
except the satchel?
The satchel. Instead of actually getting a satchel that ties to my belt, it's just a messenger
fanny
bag.
Pack.
Instead of getting one of those,
he wears the fanny pack.
Pretty much, it's a badass fanny pack too.
Is it? Is that where he keeps all his items?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I'm actually gonna get some different little set of glass containers, you know, like to make it look like I'm carrying around potions.
It better be plastic. I don't think you can take glass.
Hey, they don't have to know that.
It's really hard plastic.
Really hard practice that breaks.
It's also very brittle and sharp as fuck. So don't touch it, please. It's gonna hurt.
And very dangerous.
Yeah. Except that liquid inside, it's nothing. It's just acid.
It's not gonna be acid. It's gonna be juice.
Oh, juice.
It's gonna be red Kool-Aid.
Red Kool-Aid spiked with?
Rum.
Okay.
I'm gaining powers. It's called the ability of courage.
This is my courage potion. This is my vitality potion. Each make me belligerent. In different ways. Oh, shit.
And then my wand. I tried to straighten my wand, my staff. I tried to straighten it out. You know, I put weight on it.
Did you soak it in water?
Yes,
where you
I
wanted
did.
It to bend?
I soaked
for how
it
long?
In water. I don't know. It's been like 3 days since I left it under the, you know, under the weight of the couch.
And it didn't straighten up at all?
It straightened out a little bit, but nowhere near. I'm guessing I'd probably have to soak it again and push it in, but I'm just not going to do it anymore. It's...
Too close to anime time?
Yeah, I need to stain it and wrap the leather around it.
Stain it?
Yeah, I'm going to stain it.
What, do you have stain already? Did you buy it?
I have stainer and
a
coat.
Did you get it at Home Depot?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Where else am I going to get it at?
I don't know, Walmart?
I could have done that, huh?
Probably would have been cheaper.
It was only like $5, a little bucket thingy-ma-jig.
Oh, that's not bad. Are you gonna dip it in lacquer to make it shiny? Or no?
No, I was looking for more of a satin type thing, so it has a more of a matted look.
Have you sanded it at all?
Yeah, I sanded it. Now I have to re-sand it, because now it has like the impressions of wherever everything with, all the weight was sitting on it. It has like nice impressions of it. Great, now I'm going to have to sand this shit down again.
What you should do is you should carve little grooves for your hand.
Maybe, but I think I could probably just do that with I probably can do that with the leather.
The leather. Which, by the way, I see is still sitting here, not on your wand.
Well, yeah.
Staff.
If I'm gonna stain it, obviously I'm not gonna stain it with
I'm just saying, time's ticking down, Robert.
Hey, I still got 2 weeks. That's more than enough time in a procrastinating mind.
You almost have 3 weeks. Almost. But not full.
Like I said, procrastinating, I can do it.
Yeah, okay.
If I have to take it to work, I'm probably not going to do it there.
Take what to work?
My staff. I'm like, what are you doing? Nothing. Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it. I'm not contaminating this medical equipment. There's no germs or anything in this lab or in this staff.
What are you talking about? This lab is germ-free.
I know, but if you take your staff in there, it's not going to be germ-free anymore.
Says who?
Says science?
No, I can just put it through the desterilizing machine.
I'm just going to dunk it in alcohol and then stick it in UV light for about 12 hours.
There you go. See, bam.
Sterile.
Exactly.
Taking this into an operating room and start beating motherfuckers over the head and knock them out.
Sometimes
this
I feel
is
like
your anesthesia!
Sometimes
you're not
feel
that
like
type of
it.
Lab, though, are you?
I could be. Potentially.
But you're not at the moment.
No, not right now, because especially since we have other people trying to visit us and grade our work. But anyways, that's a whole different other story.
You were saying?
You know what? Now that I think about it, I have not thought of anything about this gauntlet segue, and I'm just going to ignore that.
The gauntlets?
Yeah, he has...
Bengals?
Well, he has leather gauntlets that it looks like, but
those are easy to make. If anything, you can buy them there at Akron. Because they sell, you know how they have those steampunk places? They
yeah,
sell
but,
gauntlets.
But I would much rather buy figures and hope that I find my link on Epona for very cheap one
oh,
day.
I know. I hear what you're saying. I'm just saying, like, if you wanted to, you could do it there. Or you could go the cheap way and just buy, like, go to, like an Indian store and just buy the bangles that they sell there.
Hey, wrong
type of Indian. Oh. Not Native American.
Oh, well, you say Indians. I just think, hey, yeah, yeah.
I know. I know you do.
Racist time.
So, it's okay.
I guess. Anyways. Yeah. And then the shoes. I haven't really bothered, which ultimately I'm like, fuck, screw this. I want to wear
You're going to want to be comfortable over matching, because by the end of the day, you're doing it Saturday, right?
I'm doing it Saturday.
So, one, you're going to be on your shoes, on your feet all day Saturday and Friday. If you're wearing those boots on Saturday after walking around all day Thursday and Friday, your feet are going to be killing you by the end of the night.
No, because I found these other... Well, I was looking...
If you're wearing boots...
No. Well, now I wasn't going to go with boots. It was these leather type... Well, not they weren't leather. They're like pleather type shit.
Just wear Jordans.
But they were like really small, but they still gives you the appearance that they're older and they actually look
like
more...
Like penny loafers?
Something like that, yeah.
You can wear penny loafers?
I guess. Yeah. Makes it still look realistic, I guess. Kind of. I don't know. Something.
Just go to, like, you know, the Cowboy store and buy some boots.
No, that's okay.
Yep. Buy your brother's boots.
Borrow my brother's boots.
Yeah. Your older brother's boots.
He doesn't have boots.
He doesn't have boots?
No.
Oh. What about his military boots?
He doesn't have any of that anymore.
Oh, he sold it?
No, I don't know. Maybe it's lost somewhere. It's lost somewhere, I guess. Something. But yeah, as far as my cosplay, it's nowhere near done, but, you know, I still have 2 weeks.
I think you're in the majority, because from what I've been seeing on the podcast, I mean, on the Akon Facebook page, nobody is done with their cosplays. It's a bunch of posts of, I'm freaking out, I'm not done!
Yeah, but even if I'm not done, I'm just going to wear what I have.
How do I do this? I saw a girl freaking out about how to, like, pack her wig.
So
she's going to be driving like 8 hours or something to get here. And like her biggest concern is how to pack her wig.
I was like, get a big box, get a mannequin head, and throw it in there.
Yeah, but I think it's long. So like, I don't know, maybe there's issues. You know what she should do? She should just buy it, keep it in its original packaging, and then take it out at Akron, style it, and then put it on.
Yeah, that's probably best. But the only thing is that maybe she's having it styled over there by a friend or somebody.
Yeah.
So it's cheaper, and you know, instead of paying somebody over here, unless she knows how to style it herself, in which case.
It doesn't matter, but it may take a long time.
Yeah, that's true. So, probably one of those things where she's trying to save time, but.
Yeah.
It's almost impossible.
Yeah, so you Akoners who are cosplaying, if you guys aren't done, you better kick it into gear, because you got less than 2 weeks. No, less than 3 weeks.
Less than 3 weeks, probably.
Less than 3 weeks. The clock is running down, and if you still have big things to do, like my co-host over here, you may not be able to make it, or you may have to compromise your cosplay.
Which I'm okay with that, because it's my first cosplay, so...
Yeah. I mean, I can see that, but...
Maybe this time around, I'll actually start in November, and then, you know, go from there.
You mean be responsible?
Exactly.
Sort of?
kind of, in a way.
Or plan ahead, more like that.
Especially if I need to buy stuff that are like I said, turtlenecks. You're not going to find that anywhere.
Especially here in Texas, where it's hot as fuck all the time.
It's like, it's winter. No, it's just cold. Texas.
It was freezing. It was nearly freezing like 2 weeks ago. I woke up in the morning. I was like, holy shit, it's cold. I had to go back inside and get my hoodie. If it's not rained in the past month, it's cold weather.
That means it's going to be hot as balls.
Oh, man. I just hope it doesn't rain during AKON.
Didn't it really rain like 2 years ago during AKON?
I don't remember. I want to say it did, but I really hope it doesn't rain because all those people that would normally be outside are going to be inside bugging the crap out of me.
Why would they bug the crap out of me?
Out of me? I don't know. I'm not worried about you. They're going to be bugging the crap out of me because that's where they do a lot of their photo shoots and stuff.
Oh, that kind of bugging. I thought they were actually just going to come up to you and just, hey.
No. I'm talking about like
they're going to be in the way.
In the way because they're wanting to take pictures and stuff.
I don't think you're allowed to take pictures.
Inside?
You're supposed to be pulled away from the actual line and the traffic of, you know, the flow of.
How many times have we actually seen that?
Well, you can be a douche and walk right through them.
Well, sometimes you have to because if they're in the middle of the way, I mean, it's not like, fuck these guys. We're like, oh shit, well, there's a bunch of people behind me and you're the thing blocking my way. Fuck this, I'm going.
What are the chances you're going to run into that person again?
I'm just saying, well, not only that, but they can just take another picture. This is the age of digital cameras. It's not like, fuck, I'm out of film. Now I have to go back to the store.
They can run out of SD memory.
Yeah, but you can always like flip through and be like, oh, fuck, this picture's ugly. Oh, what the hell was I doing in that picture?
I'm pretty sure, you know, they're more advanced where they could just grab their little pen and it's like, yeah, we're just going to crop this person out, swipe, and they're gone.
For real. But yeah, if you guys haven't finished preparing for AKON, you guys need to start doing that. If you don't have a room yet, good luck, because they're booked, and they've been booked since what, February?
Well, the Anatol has.
The Anatol's been booked since February.
I'm not sure about the surrounding hotels. I haven't really bothered looking.
Already got a room, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah.
Yeah, we will be at AKON every day. Thursday, Friday, and Saturday and Sunday, right?
Yes.
Thursday, we're going to be there to pick up our
I was thinking we could probably just wear the shirts on Thursday and Friday.
If I can get them made. I haven't looked into getting our shirts made. I'm looking into getting shirts made and for our show. So if you see our logo and on two Mexicans, maybe three Mexicans, come up to us and we'll say hi.
And then we'll exchange useless information.
And things of that nature.
Yes.
All right. Well, what did you watch this week?
Me? First I finally caught up with Assassination Classroom or whatever.
Okay.
And I don't know. It's just starting to fall down.
Yeah.
It's not very fun anymore.
I know. I have the same feeling. I've been meaning to go back and watch it. I just can't make myself go and watch it. It's not like I don't want to. It's like, I don't understand why I'm going back here. It's like diminishing returns. The more you go back to it, the less you want to go back to it.
Yeah, kind of. I mean, and now it's just more of a story, and now they're like friends, and I don't even think they're even bothering
trying to kill him. Yeah, it's only the new people that come in and try to kill him.
Yeah,
the students do like lackadaisical assassination attempts. If you think about it, there was one day where he was reading to him, and the girl like grabs a knife and just like lackadaisically like swipes her knife at him, and he's just like, "Really? Are you even trying?"
And I finally figured out why that one blue-haired boy girl reminds me of a girl. Because he has
the pom poms.
Well, that too, and he actually has the name of another character that is a girl in a different anime, which is Clannon. I don't know if you ever watched Clannon.
No, I know you said it's depressing and it makes you want to die.
Yeah, but what is it? Nagisi or whatever?
Uh-huh.
That name. That's just the name of the same, the female protagonist in the other movie. And yeah, it's kind of depressing. And as soon as I saw that depressing part, I was like, I don't want to watch this anymore.
You know what I also heard was depressing?
Yeah.
It's not Kill la Kill. It's Aki Kill something. Tell me, what is it called?
Akamegakyo?
Yeah, Akamegakyo. I heard it's like pretty depressing. Based on a post that I saw on Facebook.
No, I wouldn't think so. I went through the entire anime, and it's not really depressing. No. I mean, people start dying, but not in a depressing way.
Is it like in a Game of Thrones way, where it's like, here, meet this guy, and tells you his whole life story, and then he dies?
No, not their whole life story. You just get like a background on them.
Okay.
And that's probably about it, but I didn't really think it was too depressing. And then I know for a fact that the anime and the manga go two separate ways right after, I think it's the last 5 episodes. It's like it just completely splits off into different directions. Like the manga's still going, obviously, and the anime just goes left field.
Everybody dies. Right?
Something like that.
Isn't that you said everybody
Not
dies.
Everybody, but most people, most of the characters start dying for stupid
various
reasons.
No,
it's more like stupid reasons. Well, at least that's what I thought. And then, I mean, I watched it. It was okay. Wouldn't go watch it again, but
somebody would.
Somebody would.
Yeah.
It's pretty violent.
Is it?
Yeah, it's pretty violent. You'll like that.
Clank? What is it?
No. This is Akame ga Kill.
Oh, my bad. I was confused as to what we're talking about.
What makes you think?
I thought you were still talking about No.
Actually, if you want to watch something that's happy, la 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 la, and then all of a sudden it takes left field and it's like everybody starts dying, you should watch School Days.
School Days?
School Days.
Is that basically what's happening? Everybody's happy and then everybody dies?
Kind of. It's pretty awesome. It's the only thing is, like I said, you have to put up with like 9 episodes because it's 12 episodes long, and it's like the last 3 or 4 episodes where it just takes a turn for the worst, and it's like, what the hell just happened?
Is there a moral to them dying, or is it just like, fuck these guys, they're dead?
Yeah, pretty much. Like, fuck these guys, they're dead.
I'm tired of writing this shit. We're not getting as much raise as we should. Let's just kill everybody off, and they die, and then you die.
But that one's based on one of those visual novels that they did. And, you know, like, apparently, like, there's, like, 500 endings to the visual novel.
That's fucking bullshit. 500 endings?
Or something like that. And apparently,
500 endings?
Yes, depending on how you click and decide your responses and stuff like that. So there's, like, maybe I'm exaggerating.
What the fuck is the point then?
100. And so the anime decides to go with this route.
What the fuck is the point then?
Well, for the novel, I'm not sure. It's just so you can play the game over and over again.
Is it a novel or is it a game?
It's a visual novel game type. You know, it's one of those where you're sitting there.
Like, choose your own path.
Yeah, yeah.
Novels.
Type thing, yeah.
Those fucking failed for a reason. They were really big when we were like in 8th grade. We're like, if you want to, you were reading the book, and if you decided to go left instead of
right. Yeah, but these are visual novels. You know, they're like video games.
And one you died, and the other one you became a hero.
It's kind of like playing a Sims game.
How is it like playing a Sims game?
Because in a Sims game, you just... Or like, I guess the Japanese Sims dating games, I'm assuming. Because you know how they're always sitting there and they're like, oh, say yes, no, maybe.
Oh, tickle my cooter.
Sure, why not?
Isn't that what they do?
I don't know.
I've never played these. I've only
seen them in animes. Animes refer to them as games, and then I'm seeing...
So, here's a funny story. You know how I have my arcade at the house?
Yes.
Okay, so in the arcade, I downloaded a bunch of games, and one of those games, I was flipping through them, like, randomly. Mm-hmm. One of those games is, I think, one of those make-me-happy games.
Make you happy games.
Yeah, we're like,
is it all in Japanese or?
Yes, so I can't understand what's going on. Mm-hmm. But there's these things flying around, and like you're supposed to like draw the things that are flying around into their jugs, into the cooter, and they're like, I've only gone like halfway, like a half a boob and like half a cooter, so I don't know what happens afterwards. But every time I get like close, she giggles. And then I don't, and then there's like 5 different girls, and then I was like, "This is fucking weird. I don't understand what's going on, and I'm slightly disturbed that this is a video game at all." And I just I exited out and started playing, Contra or something. I was like, "No, this is too weird for me." I feel like someone's gonna walk in and be like, "What are you doing? Why are you all those things around her cooter and her jugs?"
I'm trying to cover him up, babe. I'm trying to help her out. She's pouring.
What I think happens is once you get them to like once you cover her boobs, like her shirt comes off, and then like
they're fully clothed and everything.
Yeah, they're fully clothed. They're not naked.
Okay, so it's not as bad, I guess.
But still, like, I don't know. I don't know how to describe it, but it felt like I was supposed to be undressing them, but the game is so difficult that you can't do it.
It's, you know, way
I tried rewarding. For like 5 minutes and I got like a third of the way.
5 minutes? That sounds actually like an accomplishment. I'm pretty sure people...
I'm sure somebody is dedicated enough to do it, but not me.
I might be dedicated enough to just want to know what happened.
Not this one.
I'm curious now. I'm going to go to your house and try to beat
I'll see if
game.
I can find it again, because...
Well, you deleted it,
no,
right?
I didn't delete it. It's just I have so many games on the arcade that I was just picking them randomly, and there just happened to be one. And plus, it's not like it's in English. It's in like Romanji, so I don't know what it says.
Oh. That's okay.
That's how I found that one Dragon Ball Z game where it's like it's a simulation and you're side by side.
Oh yeah, yeah, and then you're just like
you punch each other and you dodge to the right.
I can't figure that damn game out.
I don't know, but I whoop your ass at it all the time.
I know. I can't figure that stupid game out.
Push buttons.
I like the other one because I think there's another one that you had. I guess it was like a Mugen game.
Yeah, the Mugen Dragon Ball Z Ultimate 2005 or whatever. It's like it has like three characters, but it's really well balanced. It has Vegeta, you know, Goku, Frieza, Adult Gohan, which I don't know why you would want Adult Gohan, because Adult Gohan's a piece of shit. He's weak as shit. He's weaker than when he was a teenager.
It's because he has no drive anymore. It's like after he beats Cell, it's like, I'm done with life.
I did it! I'm Rocky! Time to go to sleep.
Pretty much. It's like Super Saiyan 2. Alright, time for a nap.
And I'm done.
I think even Goten's stronger than him at that point.
The little baby Goten? Or like toddler Goten?
Yeah, toddler Goten.
Maybe he's like 5.
Whatever.
Goten and Trunks?
Little Trunks. Hey, little Trunks and little Goten go Super Saiyan 3 whenever they fuse and become Gotenks.
Yeah. Gotenks.
So they're pretty badass.
Yeah. But, okay, so I know this isn't canon, but in Dragon Ball Z GT, there's Pan, right? And Pan is... Videl's and
Gohan's
daughter in GT, but it's not canon, right?
No, I think she at the end of the I think she appears in the end of the Dragon Ball Z.
Are you sure?
Of the Dragon Ball manga, I think she's even there too. In the manga, I think she's supposed to be there. I think she is canon. The only one that's not canon, I think, is Bulla.
Yes, I know for sure she's there, but I thought Pan was in canon because I really only saw her in GT whenever Goku gets wished to be a little kid again.
Mm-hmm. No, I want to say Pan is canon. Mm. I want to say she's canon, but go on.
Well, the only reason I ask is because you know how they're bringing back Dragon Ball Z? And in Frieza's Revenge, in the manga, Resurrection, okay. Resurrection, Pan is pregnant with... the baby, and she's also pregnant in the War of the Gods.
Mm-hmm.
She's pregnant, and then that's where she announces it. So I wonder if that's going to be Pan or not. You think it's going to be Pan?
Oh, you mean Videl's pregnant?
Yeah, Videl's pregnant.
Okay,
yeah. You think it's going to be Pan because that's how he becomes the Super Saiyan God, because they needed the baby inside to make the five.
Yeah, because they need five of them.
Five pure heart Saiyans.
How is a baby considered pure heart?
Because it's
it doesn't know any better?
Yeah. It's like, what's going on? I'm good. Oh, shit. I feel weak.
Why am I being drained of energy?
Oh, damn.
Miscarriage.
I'm bleeding! Oh, God. Could you imagine that shit? I think it'd be funny if the baby's like, no, I'm not going to die. It fucking goes Super Saiyan in the womb, busts out of Videl. Instantly dies whenever the umbilical cord is taken away. My energy! You think the baby would grow hair?
Yes, quickly.
Just like that?
Actually, you know
because Saiyans, I know Saiyans, like, want the hair that they're born with is the hair they're going to have forever, right?
Yeah.
So I want to know, when do they get the hair? Like, is it as they're born? Obviously, it's in the womb.
Well, no, I'm assuming it's as they're born, because whenever, if you go through a flashback, whenever Goku's like a baby or whatever,
his hair's still spiky, though.
Yeah, his hair is like, yeah, but it looks exactly the same as he has it through the entire series. Yeah. And they're like, oh, no, his power level is like at 1 or something. And then that's whenever they compare him to Broly, which is like at already at 10,000.
Yeah.
But I'm assuming they're just born with the hair.
Oh. I wonder what comes first, their hair or their eyes.
their hair.
I'm gonna say it's the hair too.
Yeah, Saiyan hair. You know?
Saiyan hair. It's the first. It's actually whenever they're an embryo, it's the hair first and then everything later.
Like the, it divides into the hair and then
tail, and then it grows from there.
There you go. It sounds perfect.
Yes, I agree. This is now canon.
Where is that? Where's the creator? We must tell him this is the way it has to be.
Where's Yoshimitsu? I don't know what his name. What's his name? Do you know what?
I can't remember.
I want to say there's an H in it at the beginning.
Kiriyoshi?
I don't know.
I'm just making things
up. I know. but yeah, so I wonder if that's Pan, and if so, I wonder if they're going to make her go Super Saiyan.
I hope so. I have not seen there's any no female. No, there's, yeah, there's no female Saiyans in it.
The only female Saiyan we've ever seen is Goku in that one shot.
Goku's daughter? Or wife? Or
Goku's mom?
Yeah, Jean or Jin. Or
yeah, whatever Jean, the fuck her name Jeannie. Was. Genie.
Yeah, Jeannie. But she's just a regular Saiyan. They're all regular Saiyans.
They're all regular Saiyans.
Yeah, the only ones that have gone Super Saiyan are nothing but guys. And Pan would be the only one that would be able to go to Super Saiyan, but... They've never really mentioned anything.
None of that, but that's if Gohan trains her or allows her to be trained by either Piccolo, which I doubt, or Goku.
I don't know.
Which, again, I kind of doubt. The only reason I doubt he would let Piccolo train her is because Piccolo almost killed him. Piccolo was trying to kill him. If it seemed like, you know, fighting, running away from dragons, I mean, dinosaurs and shit.
Hey, man, that's the Piccolo way.
I know. But, I also want to know if she, I think it'd be cool if she comes out and like turns bad. Cause then, well, I know she's human. She's gonna be mostly human.
Oh, but yeah, she doesn't have that
she's
much.
She's gonna be quarter Saiyan and then three parts human, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Which is weird because all the half Saiyans they've all gone Super Saiyan.
Oh yeah,
but only three. Full blood Saiyans have gone Super Saiyan.
Three.
Yeah, oh, Broly, yeah. Vegeta, Goku. And I guess you could call Bardock, or whatever his name was.
Bardock. Oh, yeah, Goku's dad.
At the end of that redemption line that he had.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to count that, because he died.
No, it doesn't show that he died. I'm assuming he just got stuck there and nothing ever happened, didn't he?
I thought he died.
No, because I remember he defeats Frieza's ancestors.
Yeah.
And then he's just stuck there because he doesn't know where to go after that.
No.
So, you know, he probably does die, but of old age.
Well, we don't really know how old Saiyans live.
I'm
going to say they live forever.
Yeah, I'm going to go ahead and say. Because Goku's pretty
fucking old, and so is Vegeta, and he looks like he did during Dragon Ball, doesn't he?
Yeah, towards the end of Dragon Ball's, GT, but that's not canon.
That is not canon, so it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter.
I don't know. We don't know how long Saiyan
lives. I'm going to say they live 1,000 years.
I think that's good enough for me.
Okay, that's canon now. What else?
All right, so I decided that I'm not on the right page. But
oh, Lord.
But Sergeant Frog.
Sorry, we're back on Sergeant Frog.
Yes,
oh my God.
For like the fifth
That's
time
the only thing
week.
I was able to watch this week. I watched two episodes. I got to episode 10, but I didn't finish watching it. And the only new thing that happened in the series is they added a yellow frog who's a fucking dick. He is such a jerk. The first thing he does is create a gun, and he makes the mom like 20 years younger, and she runs off like a bat out of hell trying to relive her youth. And in the meantime, he's just sitting back watching like, this is hilarious. Look at all the mayhem that I'm causing. I already will shoot this girl.
What are you talking about? There's in the next episode, or like I think it's the next episode, they actually go through a very pointless mission that could have easily been avoided. But just because he wants to go use his gadgets, he just sends them on through.
What happens?
Oh, you'll see it whenever you get there. Except the funniest line, it's like the first time. I want to say it's... It just caught me off guard. I'm just going to say that much to you.
Okay.
Just because I want you to watch it and, you know, just get caught off guard of whenever Kuru and Kiruru kind of exchange words, I guess.
I'm assuming it was funny and I'm assuming you peed your pants.
I almost peed my pants.
I'm glad.
But yeah, but anyways, this is actually because I started reading the manga.
For what? Sergeant Frog?
For Sergeant Frog.
How does it compare? Because I think this is an anime that would be hard to transfer over to manga. Like, it seems like it would be, it does good as an anime, but I don't think it would do good as a manga.
Well, I will tell you that the first, like, I guess the first five episodes and the first, you know, five chapters or first episodes and the first chapters run about the same. They're, except it's not as funny. They don't have as many references. The narrator is almost non-existent.
Yeah, it's because it's just going to be another title guy.
Yeah, so the narrator's not and then at episode, or not episode, but at chapter five, it starts getting a little suggestive.
A little sexy.
Yeah, a little sexy. And then it gets a little, well, the characters become more suggestive, like they says, it's suggestive. And then out of nowhere, you know, it's just like full frontal boob shots.
What?
Yes, Natsumi all of a sudden is like, you see her taking a shower and boob shots. It's like, what the hell is going on?
I thought this was a kid's manga.
Apparently not the manga.
It sounds like a... Why would they put this... Why would they present it as a kid show, knowing... Well, not knowing. But you think they would be able to be like, if these kids watch this, they may go and watch... Go and read the manga.
There's a reason to this. But I'm going to keep going just because...
Okay.
It just... Like I said, it, and I'm like, okay, this is maybe just a one-time thing. It's like, okay, next chapter. Nope. Natsumi's boobs come out again.
Which one's Natsumi?
Natsumi's the sister. The older sister.
The 12-year-old sister or 13-year-old sister?
In the manga,
sister?
She's 14, apparently.
Oh, my God.
It was like another... Again, I think this time she's at school and changing in the locker room or something like that. I think this
and,
is right before...
And they didn't cover it with, like, steam
no,
or something?
No steam, no towel, no all of a sudden ray of light. Oh, it's my just God. Like boobs. And you're like, what the hell? Again? And I think it does this for, like, four chapters.
And then it goes away or what?
Kind of, and then somebody else does it. Like, I think you've already met. What is it? The Lord of Death. What is her name?
Oh, the girl that's in love. The girl that's in love with Kiro.
Kiro Angle Mora. Or something
yeah,
like
Angle,
that.
Angle, Angle, something like that. But she calls him his she
uncle.
Calls him
uncle.
Uncle, but she also wants to fuck him.
Yeah,
she's constantly saying, "Oh, I wish I could be with him." The whole first episode she was there, she went off on this training. With Tamaka? Tamaka.
That happens in manga too, except it happens in a whole different way.
And the whole time she's like, I want to do it with him. I want to be with him. Everything for him.
Well, no, he doesn't ever say, I want to do him. She just in the anime, she just keeps saying, I want to be with him. I love Uncle and blah, blah, blah. It's like cutesy and, you know, like a little, you know, girl crush type thing.
In the manga.
In the manga, on the other hand. There's one chapter where she actually gets drunk and she gets naked. And almost jumps on Kiro. Almost.
Almost? What happened? Is he just like...
They're all too drunk.
All of them?
All of them.
What the fuck? I thought this was a kid's manga.
No, it's not. And whenever I started to decide, it's like, all right, I'm not entirely sure where this is going.
But I'm
going to
keep reading.
No. I'm trying to, like, maybe this is a doujin or something.
Was it?
No, it's really how it goes.
Really?
Yes, whenever I went to go, you know, look it up, and it's like, yes, the manga was geared more towards older teens to adults.
But the show was geared to kids.
Yeah, the show, whenever it came out, it was geared to kids, and whenever they did that transition, they were like, oh, well, the manga, they kind of told it down by a lot.
So the manga came out first before the
yeah,
show?
Yeah, the manga came out first.
Huh.
And it was actually out for I don't know how many chapters until they made the kids show.
And I'm assuming the kids show just diverges completely. Yeah, it has nothing to do with the manga.
Well, the stories all... Well, most of the chapters correlate, except some characters come in differently, and obviously some plots are different.
And there's some show boobs, some show don't. Some don't.
Yeah, not all of them, but, you know. But there's boobs. And then apparently the other one, what's her name? Momoka or whatever?
Yes, I'm sure she's all naked the whole time because she's fucking crazy.
No, she's crazy. She's still crazy in the manga, but there's only been one time wherever she gets blasted by lightning for some reason.
Oh, I thought you were going to say something completely different.
No, she gets blasted by lightning, and then it just kind of halfway tears off, and you're like, oh, it's side boob with a little bit of nipple.
Oh, that's so weird. Yeah. She's definitely like 12. Because she's younger than them, right?
Yeah, I think she's around...
She's the same age as the boy, which is...
Fuyaki?
Yeah, Fuyaki.
And the mom's just busty as hell.
So I'm assuming she's naked all the time?
No, she's just like in...
Why are only shorts? The little kids naked?
She's in shorts and, you know, low-cut shirts and stuff like that.
That's so that weird. Noticed. That's so weird.
Although, yeah.
So are you going to keep reading it?
Probably.
You are.
Probably, I'm going to keep going.
Don't try like you didn't know, like, I don't know, maybe. In the back of your head, like, fuck yeah, I'm going to keep reading it.
Yes, because, you know. Perv. Exactly, that's perf. Exactly why.
I know, yeah. Perv. Don't try to hide it. It's okay. I'm not judging. I'm not judging you, little hentai.
It's, although, like I said, it's not very funny. It's more.
It's not funny?
It's not really.
Is it because they didn't take the time to change the references, or is it because the references just don't work?
I'm assuming it's probably because if they do make references, I'm not getting it because they're all Japanese references.
See,
so.
that's just lazy. If you're gonna make, if you're gonna change it, you and the show is all about references and like living in Japan and life in Japan, you need to take the time to fucking translate it. And put in references that relate to us.
See, but that's assuming that the manga was like already here before the anime, and the anime decided to go this way with it, anyways.
I know, but so okay, so is the manga licensed over here?
Yes, by Funimation.
The manga and the anime are both licensed here. Mm-hmm. Okay, so if they fucking put the time into. To change over the references, let's not say immediately, but once you're like, hey, once you've had it for a couple of years or a couple of months, you'd be like, you know what? Let's just start throwing stuff people from America will be able to get, because the show, I'm assuming, is as funny in Japanese as it is in English,
probably
only because. Of the references. It's the big show that's just references. References to this, references to that. Mixing with weird shit that doesn't have anything to do with anything. But the show's constantly it's making fun of itself constantly. And it's making fun of the things that are in the fandom, right?
Mm-hmm.
So it doesn't work if you don't know the references. You get what I'm saying? Like, yeah. In episode 2, there's a reference to Batman.
Is
it? Yeah, Dark Knight Batman, not just any old Batman. Dark Knight Batman.
Yeah, because I think they start talking about Christian Bale.
Yes. Yes, they do start talking about Christian Bale. A Japanese person would never understand that.
I don't know. Maybe they do like our
movies. Maybe. I mean, I'm sure they get our movies, but I'm sure. I don't know.
Who isn't a Batman fan? Except for Batflick.
The Joker?
No, he's a fan of him, too.
He's a fan of Batman?
Yeah.
I know he needs Batman. But is he a fan of Batman?
Of course.
I guess.
Anyways. But yeah, that was the manga.
Left field. I'm both intrigued, disturbed, and not sure if I want to read it or not.
I think the... Because I had actually gotten... I didn't get it... I didn't read it through Funimation. I read it through...
somebody else.
The translated version. I'm pretty sure the Funimation version is more censored.
Censored?
Well, yeah, they're not going to show 14-year-old boob.
I think you're right.
If anything, they'll, like you said, they'll do the light and the clouds, steam and the clouds steam, and all that other stuff.
Yeah. So would you consider that show to have lots of lollies like you like?
No, they're not. None of them are
lollies. Why aren't they lollies? They're underage. What is a lolly then?
It's just a little.
I thought a lolly was like.
It's a little girl around the age of my niece.
Like 4?
Yeah, something like that.
Oh, I thought like lollies were like anyone under 15.
And like I said, lollies are funny because they're funny.
They're stupid.
They're dumb and funny.
Because they're stupid.
Yes.
Like that girl who rides on Kenpachi's back.
Yes, we've
That's already. The only one. Oh, and the other stupid girl from Bleach with the hat that transforms into the hot girl.
Oh, Nell.
Nell,
yeah, Nell too.
I remember her being stupid and annoying. Nell's Not annoying, funny. But like funny.
Nell's the best.
Yeah.
And she has the lips. That's the funniest part. In both the American and the Japanese, she has the lips.
What does a lisp sound in Japanese? How does a lisp sound in Japanese?
It just sounds funny.
No.
Anyways. But yeah.
Okay.
Even a translation sounds funny in from Japanese to American. It's a go.
It's what?
It's a go.
It's a go?
It's a go. That's what it literally sounds like whenever instead of saying Ichigo, she says it's a go.
Oh. I didn't get the reference. My bad, dog.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible.
Six.
I don't know.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. There was another anime that one of our happy little followers decided.
Suggested to us by who?
I don't know.
Brian Samples.
I thought his name was Stimples.
No! Samples!
Okay, sorry, Brian. I got your last name completely wrong.
He didn't even try. I know him, Brian. He didn't even try.
No, I didn't.
He saw an S and then an S at the end and just filled in the rest with his own fragile little mind.
Yeah, well, anyways, this is, it's called, what is it? I can't even say this right. It's Jugermonde.
Jugermonde
or whatever. Well, anyways, I had actually watched this anime probably like 6 months ago.
I have never seen it.
You probably never.
Explain everything to me so I can make fun of it.
Okay. So this entire anime revolves around a weapons arms dealer.
A weapons arms dealer. Okay.
Her name is like Coco or Cuckoo.
Because what arms dealer isn't named Coco?
Yeah, exactly. And she basically goes around from countries, cities, and everything selling her arms. Not legally, by the way.
You can't be an arms dealer and sell legally. That's stupid.
And she has like a group of bodyguards mm-hmm. that pretty much protects her everywhere she goes. That way she doesn't either get caught or killed, because apparently she's also trying to get killed by different assassins.
Yeah, because she's sending guns to people that don't need them or don't want, or that other people don't want them to. I can see it. All of this is making sense. Go ahead.
Okay, and then you know they go into their bodyguards' backgrounds here and there a little bit. They're all like veterans or whatever, and she picked them out for some reason, except for one. His name is John or Jahan, or depending on how you say it. He's a little I wouldn't say Israeli, but it's probably wrong. He's Arab. He's an Arab. Let's go with that. Arabic.
He's a how do I say this without Arab? He's an Arab. Okay, let's just go with that. Okay, go ahead.
Let's go with it. But he's like a 12-year-old boy whose village got destroyed by
her bodyguard. Is a 12-year-old boy.
One of them is.
How does that make sense?
I don't know. But apparently, he's already been trained and he's a badass.
Okay, so this is
and he's supposed to be the male. I'm assuming he's the male protagonist.
Okay, how old is this girl? The Coco.
I don't know. I'm gonna go ahead and say like 19.
Does she sell chocolate?
Yes, okay. She sells white chocolate. She's albino.
Is she for real?
Yes, she's albino. White hair, white skinned. It's like looking at Shiro from
In the show or anime, she's an albino Japanese girl or an albino American girl or what?
I never got that far. I'm assuming she's albino Japanese girl. Okay. I'm going to go with that because her brother's albino as hell.
Do they have the red eyes?
I can't remember.
If they don't have red eyes, then they're not albino. They're just fucking freaks.
Yeah, let's just go with that. Cause okay. It's funny because her brother's name is Casper.
Oh, God. Stem and powder. Shit.
There's no way I can take this anime series because I'm not gonna lie, I got bored after like 8 episodes.
Really?
I mean,
that's short for you because you will put up with some bullshit whenever you watch anime. You will put up with bullshit for fucking ever. I'm out by episode 5. You're like, no, it'll get good. Episode 25. It'll get good. It'll get good.
Because like it ultimately comes down to most all the arcs end in a dog fight. Basically, it's like they get like pinned down.
Huh? In airplanes?
No, not an airplane. That's like a dog fight
means, you know that, right?
No, I thought a dog fight was whenever they're like cornered and then you're like, jah, jah, jah.
It's a shootout.
Whatever, shootout dog.
A dog fight is airplanes.
That'd be pretty cool, though. I'd like to see that in this show if I ever decide to keep going.
Okay, so dog fight, airplanes. Why? I don't know. Shootout, guns and people.
Well,
on
this
ground.
Is my show. Our show.
Okay.
This is the dog fight now.
Oh my God. Okay.
I am defining this as a dog. Well, anyways, it always ends like that and then pull out some kind of weird tactic and then they overcome the enemy.
Some bullshit ass gun that doesn't exist.
Possibly, but.
Tactic or like gun?
Yeah, tactic for the most part.
Oh, some weird strategy that doesn't make sense and nobody would ever think of unless they planned it out weeks in advance.
Yeah, something
okay.
like that.
Okay, go ahead.
That's the way I see it, but it's almost always the same every arc. And then Jahan, whatever. His story is kind of interesting. That's probably about the only thing that I actually enjoyed out of the book.
So I'm assuming he's from a small village.
Yes, he is.
Village was destroyed by warlords or...
A specific warlord.
Oh, okay. By a warlord. Uh-huh. And he's the only one left of his family.
Of the entire village.
Oh, I'm sorry. Of the entire village.
So they decided to throw him into mercenary camp.
You see this little boy with nothing to live for? Everything that he's known has been thrown away? Let's teach this motherfucker how to kill. He's bound to be a stable person. it's fucking Leon all over again. Leon the Professional. That's basically what it is.
Leon the Professional.
Yeah, Leon the Professional. You've never seen Leon the Professional.
Mm-mm. I've never even heard of it.
Short recap. It's, I don't know what his real name is. It's some French guy, Jean something. And then the girl from Thor. What's her name? The girl, the main girl from Thor.
Oh, Natalie Portman?
Natalie Portman as a little girl. She's like 11 or something. Mm-hmm. Anyways, girl's family gets shot to the hell. And she ends up being rescued-ish by Leon, who is a professional assassin. That's what he does. And he starts to teach her the ways of an assassin, because the first thing you do when a little girl comes to you with nothing is you teach her how to kill. And he starts teaching her how to kill by taking her up to buildings and assassinating people. I mean, play assassinate. I think she shoots Jay Leno with a paintball gun, like, a mile away or some bullshit.
I didn't know paintballs were that
strong. I know. I know.
Although, you know, talking about this, there's actually a character that's like that in this anime that you're whatever. Mm-hmm. There's actually one where the guy actually ends up killing all of her family and spares her life, and then he decides to train her. I think that's
little
like
girl, I killed all of your family. Come with me. I'm going to show you how to do this.
Pretty much is what happens. And then
why would she go with him?
I don't know. Some kind of mutual respect, I guess.
I hated my family. Thank you.
Probably.
Well, Leon the Professional, he doesn't kill them. Mm-hmm.
They're just
They're bad people. They do drugs and they get mixed up with people they're not supposed to be mixed up with. And she's happens to be getting some milk. And then, like, she goes to his door instead of going home because she sees all the people outside. Well, anyway, they find out that he's an assassin. He starts killing off their organization, and they find out who it is. He ends up sacrificing himself to save her, I guess, and to kill the boss. And she's supposed to continue on his legacy of an assassin.
That sounds exciting. Can you tell it again?
It's a pretty awesome movie. If you haven't seen it, you're stupid.
Oh, well. I'll get to it.
No, for real. It's actually a really good movie. It's a classic.
I'll put it on one of my pending lists somewhere.
It's on Netflix.
Like I said, I'll put it on my pending list somewhere in anime hell.
You should watch it.
I'll get right on it. Anyways, back to that Juro whatever.
Yes.
Anyways, but where was I on?
The boy... The boy with a stereotypical story?
Go ahead. And then, you know, then he gets put in the camp. And apparently the camp is filled with nothing but little kids.
Of course, because you want to get them young.
Yeah, exactly.
And then, hold on. He's exceptionally good at it.
Yes, he is.
Oh, I called it. I should have wrote this fucking manga. Go ahead.
Then after that, you find... I'm thinking it's Casper, which is her brother, Coco's brother.
Ghost?
Yeah, yes, the friendly ghost too. Okay. He's the one running or he owns the camp for some reason, or he knows about the camp or something.
Is he really friendly? Please tell me he's like really nice.
Yeah, he's pretty nice. He's a good guy.
he's an awesome guy. Teaching all these little kids to murder people.
Except when it comes to making money, because he decides the camp is no longer useful, so he decides to destroy the camp so he can make a road so he can sell more arms.
I'm going to kill you motherfuckers to make it easy for me to sell more guns.
And I think at the point where Johan gets really pissed is whenever he makes one of the little kids that he's gotten there made friends with. I forgot what the kid's name is.
Yeah.
I'm going to go with Lacey.
Yeah.
Lacey sounds good enough. So he's like, okay, go over there and walk through this field.
Dead.
Yeah, pretty much, because it's a minefield.
God damn. Oh.
And so he gets mad. He, like, rescues the three other little kids, and then he decides to kill off, like, three-fourths of the army.
But one kid kills off three-fourths of the army.
Of his army. And then finally he gets caught, and then he's like, oh, you're a douche. I'm going to throw you in this canister container thing. And he leaves him there for a couple of days, and then finally, I think... Coco comes in and is like, oh, I'll take him off your hands, and now he works for Coco.
Why wouldn't he kill him? That's stupid. All he's going to do is come back and bite him in the ass.
Yeah, I know. It's
classic anime logic. This kid that I've tortured for fucking ever and made his life miserable,
I'm going to let my sister take care of him. Sister, watch him. He has reasons to kill me. And I'm going to turn my back to you and never look at you again.
Pretty much. Pretty much.
Fucking stupid.
And the thing I don't understand is that the kid, like, throughout the entire anime is saying, oh, I fucking hate arms dealers. And they're both... And he's working
for one. He's working for one.
It's like at any time he could just turn around and kill her. Because, like, half the time she's always friendly with him, giving him hugs and saying... I think she almost calls him... little brother. I'm not really sure. I can't remember. It's been so long now. Like I said, 8 episodes
overly
in.
Familiar for no reason with the bodyguard.
Yeah.
Something that would never happen. Go ahead.
Yeah. So, yeah. That's basically as far as I got. I mean, there's more stories, and apparently the CIA is chasing after her, too. I'm not sure why.
Well, she's an arms dealer. I'm assuming somebody would be after her.
Oh, yeah. You know, it has to be, you know, United States, because, you know, nobody's allowed to sell guns but the U.S.
For real. Only we're allowed to sell guns to terrorists.
There you go. If the freedom fighters don't have a gun saying made in the U.S., it's not legit.
If for real. just made myself laugh. Shit. Oh, we were also supposed to talk about Shin-chan, which the only thing that I know about Shin-chan from watching 3 episodes is this little boy loves to take his pants down and shake his butt.
That's all I got from it.
That's the only thing I got from the show is he likes to take his pants off, shake his butt, and whoever's drawing this is a terrible artist because it looks like my 4-year-old nephew drew it. It's so bad. No, nobody looks like it. It looks like what I said. Like my 4-year-old nephew drew it. There's no other way to describe it. Like the characters are all oblong, weird shaped. The colors are like either they're all pastel colors, so like, and there's no detail. It's like shorts are square with a line down the middle, halfway down the middle, and that's his shorts. His legs are like 2 sticks, and then his boots are like a round thing that comes back up to the.
I can just re-picture it in my head perfectly.
Yeah.
just by your description.
Everybody has huge chins or cheeks. It's huge cheeks, right?
Yeah, I'm assuming so, but. Like I said, I only got through like half an episode, if that much. I don't even think it was half an episode before I was like, no. No. And I watched it on Adult Swim way back
when. Yeah, same here. That's when I remember seeing it. I watched like 3 episodes. Every time I came on, I was like, this is fucking stupid. You know what's better than Shin-chan?
What?
The Milk something show. You know what I'm talking about? It's like Milk... Milk Chan, Milky Chan, Milky. It's about a girl who's a cow. She wears like a cow costume.
I like where this is going.
She's like, I don't know, she's like 4, but she's a moron. And she lives like under underwater or something.
Uh-huh.
And it was on Adult Swim. And she just does random, I don't think she has a job or anything, but she has all these weird character friends. And she basically goes around ruining their lives.
That sounds awesome. I actually like where this is going.
I don't remember what it's called. I think it's called Milk-chan, Milky something. Milky Girl-chan. Something like that.
Something with milk.
Something
I'm pretty
with
sure
milk
we can
it.
Find it on Funimation. Because a lot of the stuff that comes on Adult Swim is usually always on Funimation.
Yeah.
Almost always.
Because it's on Toonami and shit, right?
Yeah. So. Yeah.
Is Big O on... Did you like Big O?
Who?
Big O.
Never heard of it.
Big O, it's a guy, it's like Batman in a Gundam.
Batman in a Gundam?
Yeah. It's like Batman in a Gundam that fights other Gundams.
No.
It's, and if you don't believe me, watch it. It's a rich guy who has this big Gundam thing.
Does he fight crime too?
He fights other bad guys.
Bad guy Gundam.
That are in Gundams and destroys the city. No, he tries to keep from destroying the city. But he always wears black. His Gundam is black. And he's very mysterious. And he has a butler, but it's a girl.
A female.
Of course, because he can't be, you know, straight Batman ripoff.
So, no, it's still a straight Batman ripoff. Because if you've ever watched Batman Beyond, they replaced Batman with a younger guy. I think his name is Terry. And then he has an Alfred that's a chick. A black chick, to be exact.
What show is this?
It's Batman Beyond.
Batman Beyond?
Yes. Batman Beyond. You've never heard of Batman Beyond?
Batman Beyond.
Yes. It's
Oh, okay.
It takes
Hold on. Let me see if I remember right. Batman, the show starts off with Batman old as fuck. Yeah, yeah. And he's in like this mechanical assisted suit. Mm-hmm. And then he's stopping some sort of heist. And they start beating him up. And this is the and in the episode, he reaches for a gun and tries to kill the guys. Which then he's like, I'm done. Because his whole thing is no guns. Because guns kill my mama and my papa. And I ain't using them.
Exactly. And that's then, exactly.
And
that's,
so then he goes away for a couple years, right?
20.
And then in the meantime, all hell breaks loose because Batman needs to run to keep people in check. And then he finds a teenager and he puts him in like in another assisted suit, right?
More like he breaks in and he kind of takes the suit.
Does he?
Yeah, initially he takes the suit to try to get revenge because his dad died. Or his dad was killed by somebody.
How does he even find the suit? How do you break into the Batman complex?
Well, Alfred's not there anymore, so...
Yeah, but Batman's there. He's still Batman, even though he's, you know...
He's old.
Old.
This guy can run circles around him, assuming.
But still, he's Batman.
But he's old Batman. He's like 80-year-old Batman that already had,
80-year-old
like,
Batman can whoop my ass.
And he's already had, like, one stroke, I think. Or
oh,
a heart
really?
Yeah, I think that's why he pulls out the gun, is because he's having a heart attack as that's happening. So he has no choice but to try to use that as leverage, I guess, or something.
Okay. But I'm still right. 80-year-old Batman can beat my ass and can beat your ass.
Yeah. 80-year-old Batman could kick both of our asses.
At the same time.
At the same time.
Yeah.
With one hand tied behind his back.
Having a stroke. Oh, shit. That got dark.
Yeah, but yeah, that's... Yeah,
okay, I remember now. Yeah, I remember him having a black Alfred. Blacker Alfred?
Yeah.
Because Batman's helping him the whole time. Batman,
yeah, but,
Bruce Wayne is his Alfred.
No, but then halfway through there, there's a girl that's like kind of halfway punk, pink haired. I think it's pink haired. And she starts like doing computer work for him, like hijacking.
I think I remember this. But she's not his servant.
No, but that people start referring to her as his servant if you actually kind of go through blogs and stuff.
But his servant.
I guess that's just
in
me.
A bad way?
No, in a good way.
Oh, okay.
Anyways, but yeah.
Okay, so now I remember Batman Beyond.
Yes.
Where were we going with this?
The
Big O. Yeah, he's like
Big
that.
Yeah.
He's like that. Except, and he goes around, and the Gundams that he fights are real weird. They're not like, you know, regular old static Gundams.
So do they have like Rhino Gundams that charge at him?
I wish. Like that? I wish. That would be badass. Where is everything with Rhino Gundams?
I don't know.
I know that there's a show that I used to love in the afternoon, Zoids. Do you remember it?
Yeah, kind of.
With Panther or
yeah.
Liger. It was a kid. I don't remember his name. But the machine was called Liger, and it was upgradable or some shit. And one of the Zoids, which are all animal-based, was a rhino. The black rhino.
Mm.
Okay. Yeah.
I don't remember Zoids at all. I remember seeing maybe commercials, and that was probably about it.
When I was little, I wanted to buy the little model kits and build them, but then I realized that's nerdy, and I didn't do it. I was like,
"Oh, that's
no,
nerdy!" But yeah, hey,
nerdy.
My brother's showing me Akira. This is cool.
Yeah, it's a big difference.
But building models is nerdy.
Yeah, in my head at the time, yes, it was too nerdy.
Okay,
because Gundams building like Gundam models only became like. Acceptable, like, in the past... I want to say, like, the past 10 years.
Are you sure about that, Sammy?
No, not at all. I'm just making it up in my head as I go along. Why the fuck do you gotta call me out on it? God damn it, Robert.
I tried to build a Gundam model once.
Did you?
Yeah.
How did it go?
I failed miserably, and then I threw it away.
He was like, what the fuck is this? It doesn't even look close.
I thought it was probably just going to, you know, glue a couple of things here and there. No, you have to glue the entire thing together.
What do you mean?
It's like, because it all comes like completely in like shattered pieces. It's like, what the hell? Somebody just picked this up. Pow! Now put it back together. That's how it felt like to me. So they just threw it across the room, washed it, break it to 1,000 pieces, and they're like, okay.
Now make it!
I'm like, oh, no.
Here's a 3D puzzle. With weird instructions and shit doesn't support itself. I made it for you. I'm going to throw it on the ground. Fucking remake it.
Pretty much is what happened.
Do the pieces already come painted?
I don't think they did. I don't remember this. I was like a really, really smaller. Like, whenever you said, no, you're not doing it, I'm probably the one that said, yeah, I'm going to go.
I'm going to try this. Holy shit, that was a mistake.
That was a nice waste of money there.
For real, how much did it cost? Do you remember?
No, I can't remember anymore.
Over 100 or under 100?
I remember it was under 100.
Over 50 or under 50?
Maybe over 50.
How big was it? Was it like 12 inches?
No, it wasn't that big. Inches? The box was probably like...
I like how you're drawing it out in your head on an audio podcast. You're drawing it with your hands and not explaining what you're doing. And nobody can see but me.
Exactly. That's the whole point.
So it's about a foot tall.
Yeah, more or less.
Okay.
I think.
And you threw it away?
Yeah.
Do you regret it?
No.
I hope you cry at night.
No.
Because you weren't able to do it.
No. I was okay with it.
Oh. Do you ever want to try it again?
No.
Why?
Because it's too hard.
Fuck that.
Hell, I have a guitar sitting over there, and I still barely know, like, 5 chords.
I know how to do this one, and this one, and then how's the other one go?
But I can't string them all together and make an actual song.
I can just show you that I know them, but I can't put them in any kind of order seamlessly at all.
All right. That was great.
You got anything else for us?
Oh yeah, Death Parade. I finally finished Death Parade.
How are you finishing these animes before I'm able to finish them? Whenever I was ahead, whenever I told you about them, I told you about them late. When I'm already like halfway through.
Oh, you were halfway through?
You shut up. Halfway through, so that whenever you're like, "Oh, I finished it," I'd be like, "Yes, I finished it at the same time you did, or around the same time."
Well, I can tell you, you're beating me on Ace of Diamonds because I'm only like stuck at 5.
Nothing is fucking happening on Ace of Diamonds.
Really?
It's annoying. He goes through these camps and like he's on the starter team after like all this shit happens or
10
whatever.
10 episodes later.
Yeah, after like 10 episodes, he makes it to the starter team, but then he's still not the ace or whatever.
He's never going to be the ace. But
and whatever. Like, they keep talking about this awesome pitch he has, but he can't fucking throw the goddamn ball. He can't throw the ball where he wants it, so it kind of goes where the fuck it wants to go. So, I don't know if it's just because it's baseball or if it's because...
It's baseball.
It doesn't mean anything.
Or because it's baseball?
But things are happening, but they don't mean anything. like he's gone through like a tournament for practice to determine if he's going to play or not. And now he's playing, but he's not the starter. He's like the backup. No, he's like the backup. He's like the closer, like the guy that comes in when nobody else can come in. Not like a pinch hitter where like it's like we need something who's gonna perform. It's like, well, we ain't got nobody else. Put his ass in there. But like the catcher and the coach and everybody's like, he's amazing. He's gonna be amazing. But he needs to work on his control, or he needs to work on a little minute aspect of his pitch that's gonna. It's going to make him so much better than everybody else.
He needs to curve his wrist a little bit
more. He's got just a fraction of an inch more, and he's going to be amazing. No, but then they have this guy who can throw balls at 120 miles an hour.
Oh, yeah. They introduce him somewhere, and then they're like, oh, this is going to be my rival. And this dude's already badass as it is.
Yeah, he's like, this is your rival? He's, like, way better than you. Good luck. The motherfucker's throwing 120 mile per hour pitches or 120 kilometer pitches, whatever it is that they show you. I think it's 120 kilometers an hour.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm assuming it's or Japan, meters, so they're actually using the metric
whatever
system.
Whatever the metric system is for how fast pitchers throw, it's 120 miles. 120 that per mile, right? And he's so much better. The only thing is, like, he's a little bitch. Like, he can't throw for very long because then his fingers start bleeding.
Maybe because he's throwing him really, really, really hard?
Yeah, that's exactly why. But what the fuck? You're throwing the ball so hard that your fingers bleed?
Maybe he just needs taper on his fingers.
I don't know. But that's like his big thing, that he gets tired real fast. Two, his fingers bleed.
I see. So he's not very useful then.
I mean,
maybe he's useful for the first 2 innings and that's probably about it.
No, he can play like half a game, I think. But I don't know. But he also sucks because he's inconsistent. Like, he can't, like, get it exactly where he needs to every time. His control is off or some bullshit.
So both of their controls is off. It's just that he's better at it than the other guy.
Yeah, he can throw way faster and harder. And I forget his name. Ace of Base guy. He only has one pitch. Like, he can only throw it this way, and that is all. He can't throw it. He can't throw, like, slow balls or anything like that. He can only throw it fast and weird.
And, oh, that curvy thing where...
Yeah, where it goes wherever the fuck it wants. It, like, bounces in the air or whatever.
It starts writing, you know, names or something.
Yeah, exactly. But nothing is happening. As soon as anything interesting happens, I will let you know. Until then, I don't know what the fuck's going on.
I can just straight up put this off.
Yeah, you can put it off.
Cool.
You can put
it off. Anyways, back to Death Parade.
Well, how long are we running?
Oh, we're already over.
Oh, shit.
We're way over.
Damn. I guess that's the show for this week. Robert, tell them our information.
You can reach us at Facebook at We Watch Anime. You can always email us at wewatchanime@yahoo.com. We have the Twitter, We Watch Anime, and WordPress, wewatchanime.wordpress.com. Thanks for listening to us, guys. We'll see you next week.
Now go watch some anime.
Yeah, that too.